older style trams hum along Basel's century-old transport network, just as one would expect in a Swiss city. But unlike other cities, trams, buses, and trains here have to traverse a number of international divides.
Basel absolutely depends on a functioning tri-national public transport system because the city of Basel sits right on the border, so there's no other way as to overcome these boundaries.
Hans-Peter Wessels is a member of Basel City's cantonal executive. He says historically, cross-border tram lines were much better than today, with good running lines to Alsace and Germany before World War II. But in an ever more connected age, countries are slowly creating a new kind of integrated system.
The borders in Europe, even though Switzerland is not a member of the EU, are, thank God, losing importance. And so the soft issues, so to speak, are not so much an issue anymore. The most difficult aspects are the synchronization of the planning, actually. The financing systems are completely different in the three countries.
Wessel says there has been success in the countries working together for transport issues. A bus service to Germany is operated half the time by Germans and half by the Swiss, for example, and a tram project from the heart of Basel to the French city of Saint-Louis is planned. But Jacques Mazar, regional director for France's railways, SNCF, says there are a number of complications in making the system work.
Finance is always a problem. Not specifically for this. There is technical problems. We have material only for our country, and Switzerland for Switzerland, Germany for Germany.
It's a challenge. That's the most important point. And we have three countries with three different railway systems. We have light rail, heavy rail, S-Bahn, tramways.
Patrick Leipold is with the Basel Agglomeration Program, trying to coordinate the region's transport issues.
There are a lot of different systems, and you have to coordinate that. And we are quite good in that, but we can do it better. Money is a big point, yes, but to have a concept, a transnational concept, I think in the first step it's much more important, and it's complicated too.
Also ich denke, es ist ein Erfolg. Es gibt sicher für Deutschland noch andere
Jürgen Lange is from German National Railways, Deutsche Bahn. He says from the German perspective, Basel has been a success, though it is unique. The infrastructure is in Switzerland, but there are three countries participating, and there is a transport bottleneck here. He says the experience of rail networks here make him optimistic for the future, though.
Hier auch die Zukunft sehr positiv.
He does admit there are limitations. Deutsche Bahn has an important freight operation in Basel, which can't be expanded much for lack of land.
The primary concern is not money. It's always a concern, money, but you have the same problem everywhere. And I really think it's the political will which enables to sort of overcome boundaries. That's the main issue.
Hans-Peter Wessels with the Canton of Basel City says a big issue to maintaining Basel's transport success is coordinating the legal framework in each country. There have been successes in cross-border ticketing, but legal issues are more fundamental problems to be addressed. In the meantime, the region is going one project at a time. In June, there are plans to link the rails in each country for a new tram line from Basel to Weil am Rhein in Germany.